Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift at 7:03 with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack. Of course, Dylan is here as well. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Now, I know you guys got to celebrate Father's Day over the weekend. I got to give credit where credit's due. My husband got us tickets to go see David Koechner, also nice. Known as Todd Packer from The Office.
Also known as Mr. Whammy.
Yeah, champ from Anchorman.
That's cool.
He's been a lot of stuff.
And he was just doing stand-up?
He was doing stand-up. That's the thing. When you love someone on TV, going to see them do stand-up is a very different thing. And I'm always a little bit nervous to see my heroes do stand-up because, not that Todd Packer's my hero. That I want to make that very clear. But someone from The Office obviously holds a dear place in my heart. But I have seen certain people live doing stand-up, and it's been extremely disappointing.
Yeah.
Not the case at all with David Koechner. It was a little bit over the line at certain points in time.
Oh, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's
R-rated.
Just a little, R-rated probably, I would say NC-17 for the language.
The unrated edition, the DVD.
He had Grant, cry laughing, and to make that happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's epic.
It's incredible to see it when that happens, but there were a few people that walked out during.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little shock value there.
They did walk out. Here. And I posted a photo of Grant and myself at the show, and someone that walked out commented, saw you guys there. And
you recognize them from their profile picture on your comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I will say, David Koechner, after realizing this couple had walked out, he was like, oh, that's a shame. I can't believe. And then he went through. He's like, I can't believe they made it through this joke. And that's what did it for him to walk out.
Are we certain that they walked out because they were offended?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. I know, obviously you can't say it on air, but I'd be so curious to know, what was over the line.
I can tell you off air.
I was going to say, but it wasn't over the top to you.
No,
but you're not a walker outer.
I'm a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
I sound nice and
clip that? I'm a 12-year-old boy. I sound nice.
I sound nice, but.
There's a pause in there.
I want no part of that comment, okay?
You would have been better off with the Todd Packer joke.
He's my hero. I'll go with that. Fix that in editing. We'll fix that in post, right?
Yeah,
won't go out over the air.
Dude, if you
That's
go
crazy,
back, though.
Though.
He's been in a ton of movies.
Well, and
he
sure
was at the end of it. He was like, okay, what's everyone a fan of? And people would be like, The Office, Anchorman. And he would just like spit out the quotes that you know you wanted to hear
yes,
from him.
That's awesome.
So he played to it. I loved it. It was a great show out at Helium Comedy Club. I mean, that place just opened recently.
Where's that at? I don't even know.
Alpharetta. So okay, it's like the only comedy club OTP.
I saw a cut of a guy on Instagram that was talking about it, and he was like, yeah, I was told I was going to be in Atlanta. This is not Atlanta.
I know. He's like, what's up,
get in the Uber and just keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
There's quite a few things like that that our city has done these days. I mean,
no
Braves,
doubt. No doubt.
Echo Park Speedway, the
amphitheater out in Alpharetta as well.
Well, I mean, hell, even Lakewood is not really. I mean, it's south of the city, and you just kind of outside of it. So but that's the way a lot of these cities have done now. I mean,
for sure.
If you go see a San Francisco 49ers game, you're in Santa Clara.
Got to find a place.
Nowhere near San Francisco.
Got to find a place to spread out, man.
Well, another guy that had a great weekend, not ITP, but OTP in Cobb County, was Spencer Strider. The Braves won the series over the Colorado Rockies, but they couldn't quite get that sweep. I do want to talk about his outing on Saturday because we've all been waiting to see Spencer Strider do Strider things, and that's exactly what happened on Saturday. He struck out 13 batters, 3 hits, 1 walk, and pitched for 6 innings. This is what we've been waiting for.
It's middle of June, Spencer Strider, and mm-hmm. I've said it all along. I'm like, I'm not going to judge Spencer Strider until we get to the middle of June, and here we are. And hearing Ronald Acuna afterwards on the field while he was being interviewed by Wiley Ballard and decided he didn't need the interpreter to help him out, was asked about Spencer Strider and talked about how fun it was to play behind a guy like that while watching him pitch, and made me feel excited about what's coming. I hate that we had the dud yesterday, but after Saturday's outing from Spencer Strider, I felt as good about the Braves as I felt in a long time. I really did. He was electric.
Yeah, it was going into this series. I think I got overly excited last week. I was like, the Colorado Rockies, this is where we're going to get right and turn it all around. Yeah. And Saturday, it did have that feeling.
Had that vibe.
Yeah, Saturday's really the only day that it had that, because Friday you were losing, and then the offense just exploded thanks to a couple of 3-run homers, including one from Michael Harris. Also, by the way,
dang,
Ronald Acuna Jr. has how many home runs in the month of June?
What is he at, 5 now? 6?
4.
5. No.
He has 4.
He's got more than 4, I think.
He has 4 in the month of June. He has 7 total. And, it was one of the fair or foul questions mm-hmm. Al had for us going into the month. So it looks like he could get to that 7 number, but Strider was not just good. He was not just locating, but he found a whole mile per hour average faster on his fastball, and he hit 98. Some people say just once. I believe it was multiple times. But he's found that 98-mile-an-hour mark, so he can tell he's getting better. And I thought CJ Nikowski had a really good point during the broadcast. He was like, that Strider had like 5 outings and spring training and kind of down in the minors before he came up for that start against the Blue Jays in April. And then he goes and gets hurt 5 days later. He didn't have any rehab starts before he came back this time. And this was his 5th start, I think, back, or maybe 6th start back. How about that? How about that? This was, and the thing is this is why they need these rehab starts. This is why it's important to ramp up. This was the one where he felt the best, looked the best, and had the most velocity since that first start against Toronto. So I think that's progress.
I'm with you. I think when you look at, some of these surrounding metrics, and metrics are what they are, but when you look at the uptick in speed, because you have to look. For everything we say, you have to take into account that you're playing the Colorado Rockies. Mm-hmm. And just a day later, Grant Holmes had 15 Ks, which he's never even had 10 before. So it's something to definitely, kind of take into your thinking. But I'm with you. I thought that his location Saturday, Bo, was as good or better than it's been all season. And I think you saw the fruits of that absolutely coming off of the things he was able to do. I look forward to his next start. And I do want to bring up real quick before we – go any further, the fact that you push Chris Sale from Sunday's start to be able to make him line up with the Mets, in this coming series. I didn't like it.
No?
I did not like pushing Chris Sale back. Now, it worked for what you want, what you wanted to have in Grant Holmes. And here's why I didn't like it. And you know this, Bo and Al, you'll come across this line of thinking for me pretty often. The Braves stink on Sundays. They stink on Sundays. They even when they've been great, they stink on Sundays. Even when they were a 100-win ball club a couple of years ago, they were under 500 on Sundays.
Really?
And it's just one of the more frustrating things to see. They're not great in daytime games, especially on Sunday. They are well below average. And so when I saw that they pushed Chris Sale back, I didn't like – now, granted, you got a good outing from Grant Holmes. I'm not going to sit here and say that you didn't and, you know, should have lined up to have your offense play a little bit better. You might have lost even with Chris Sale in the bump. But the overall attitude it pushed across the team for me is something that I think they've dealt with on Sundays for some time now, where it's like it's just kind of a throwaway game. Hey, we've already won the series. Let's go ahead and focus on the next team that's coming. And I think that's the attitude that a whole team put forth yesterday.
Yeah, I can't get on board with that because – sucking on Sundays is one thing, and this team struggled on Sundays way before the last few years. It feels like it's always been this way. But the reality of it is, you did this to set it up where Sell pitches twice against the Mets, and because two of your next four series is against the Mets, so you did this as a strategic move. Had nothing to do with we won the series. I think it has to do with the fact that you trust Grant Holmes can go out there and get the job done, which he, for all intent and purposes, did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just do not think this was a throwaway. I think this was more about we know the importance of playing some top-tier teams. I was looking at the matchups for this weekend, or this Tuesday through Thursday series. Sell goes against Peterson. Peterson's ERA is 2.49. David Peterson, he's got a 2.49 ERA, and then Schwellenbach will go against Paul Blackburn, who's only made I think a couple of appearances, and his ERA is very high. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Guys that have barely made any starts always give the Braves trouble, and then you go against Clay Holmes, who has a 2.87 ERA. So they're facing some very good pitching, and I think you want to go out with a guy like Sell that you know can shut a lineup down. Because to me, Grant Holmes and Bryce Elder, while they've been very, very good, you're just hoping for quality starts out of those guys, which is six innings and three earned runs. And your offense has been hit or miss it as is. You need quality starts from guys. So I think you were trying to set something up.
Again, I agree. I don't have any problem with the way it played out. I just think it's an overall attitude towards the Sunday games once you've won a couple in a row that – once you put as a leader, and I don't think this was just a Brian Snicker decision. I would say that this probably went upstairs as well, that, you know, you talk through the front office with these kind of things. But I just think the overall attitude that it puts forward for your team as the leader of a team to say, well, hey, we're going to move our ace back. It just feels like this game means less than it would have originally meant. When you had a chance to get a sweep against historically the worst team in the history of the major leagues that you could have swept and gotten that extra win, that it's like, let's just push him back. Let's save him for a better team. And I think that's the attitude. Like I said, that's the attitude that the entire team played with yesterday. Was like, we'll worry about it later.
I just think you saw the inconsistencies of this team. That is what this team.
The base running blunders, the errors in the field,
That's who they are, though. They've been all year. That's the problem for me.
And that's who they're going to be against the Mets.
But that's why I don't think that this was like, that was an attitude thing yesterday. That the team is just, they've been pretty bad. They've made bad base running errors all season. They've not been good hitting, and that's who they've been all year. I don't think it was because they pushed a start back. I don't think it was.
I disagree.
I mean, that's fine, but you know the team has been what they've been all year, and moving Chris Sale's start back because of the importance of the upcoming series. Well, that didn't affect yesterday at all. What affected yesterday was that this team has not been very good. Yeah. I mean, they did the same thing against Colorado in the last time they played them.
Yeah.
And guess what? Chris Sale went out there and gave up what, one run, and you lost like 1-0 or something. Yeah. I mean, so no, I can't get on board with that.
I don't know the overall attitude that hey, Sunday's just a layup. And let's just look forward. I think they all played like that yesterday.
No, I think they play like they've played all year. Inconsistent as hell. That's what I think.
Well,
that's what they've been all year.
Thanks for letting us know.
Braves have the day off today. They will welcome the Mets to town tomorrow. And coming up, a major trade happened yesterday. Red Sox, they made a big move. We'll break down what it means next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Cap. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift at 7:24. You've got Mike, Bo, Ali Mack here with you, along with Dylan.
What year did this song come out? I'm trying to think, man. What a strange time this was. What a strange time this was in music history.
2000.
It's got to be 06.
07.
I don't know. Maybe I'm way off.
I don't know.
It's here. You go. Here we go.
2006.
Okay. There you go. You nailed it.
Check that out.
Got it right on the dot, Mike. I see you.
Yeah, but just what a strange time in music history. Just promiscuous girl. Like, come on, dude.
I actually have a funny story when it comes to this. My mom used to listen to Star 94 a lot back in the day when I was younger, and this song used to come on Star 94 all the time, and I would sing this song, and I had no idea what it really was about. I just liked it. It was just, funky beat, and I liked it. Sung along to it, had no idea what I was singing.
There are some songs that hit, and you're just like, what are we doing? Like, I felt that way around the same time Paris Hilton, Stars Are Blind. Yes. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
My son sings
a song that I don't even know what it means,
which
is terrifying, but there's a kids' bop version, but it's a Bruno Mars and some girl, and they sing, it's called APT, Apatapate. Have y'all ever heard this song?
No.
Dylan's going to have to play it when we go to break because it's just, I have no idea what he's talking about.
So but type in APT.
It's APT, just APT. It's crazy. I don't even know what he's talking about. I'm like, dude, I don't know what that song's about, but it better be the Kids Bop version you're singing.
We need to get away. Clarification for you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, as you're heading into work today, make sure to take us with you via the Odyssey app. You can put an earbud in, pretend you're on a webinar, and it's like we're coworkers. That's the Odyssey app. Now, Red Sox traded an all-star slugger, Rafael Devers, to the Giants. Every person that got that notification yesterday, I think, went, wait, what? What just happened? He was once considered a franchise cornerstone. Boston got Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, James Tibbs, and prospects in return. Why did this happen?
He became expendable in some ways because of the fact they went and traded for a third baseman, and they basically said, you know, you're our DH now, or they wanted him to move positions, and then it kind of all blew up in their face. And he was really good this year, but I say it's been a while. I don't know what Boston is doing because he was having a phenomenal year. He's still one of the best hitters in the game. Even Clayton Kershaw, who was interviewed last night, was like, yeah, Buster's going for it. Talking about Buster Posey and this Giants organization because he's like, Devers is one of the best. At worst, he's one of the top 10 hitters in the league. Listen to this. In the last few years, they've traded Mookie Betts, Chris Sale, and Rafael Devers. I think all of them were on that World Series team a few years ago, like back in 2017 or whatever it was.
Yeah. Not only that, they let Bogarts walk in free agency.
They got Vaughn Grissom, our guy Alex Verdugo, Connor Wong, Jeter Downs, and the aforementioned Jordan Hicks and Kyle Harrison, along with a prospect for those guys.
You know what's great?
What?
Was it, what was his name? Kyme Bloom, that was their GM just a couple of years ago. They got fired probably a year and a half. He's the one that actually signed Rafael Devers to the extension that he's, you know, $300 million plus dollars, 10 years, and everything else. And he was fired because of a lot of those moves. It's like, dude, what are we getting back in return? And then one of the last things he did was sign Rafael Devers to this extension. And all of a sudden, that one has gone blank as well. I will say, this whole saga with Rafael Devers, if you guys remember, like Bo said, they trade for Bregman. Devers is asked to take ground balls at first and third during spring training. He's like, no thanks. He actually came out over the weekend and he actually had requested a trade back in spring training, and they weren't able to get a deal done. And it just, he's one of those guys that kind of fell out of favor with the front office. It brought back memories. Do you remember early 2000s? And I know Grant will remember this as well. Early 2000s when Chipper Jones basically said he wanted to play left field. Because was it Vinny Castillo they were trying to get at the time was going to come in and play third base?
But don't forget, yes, and he was. That's the time he willingly was like that. But remember, early in his career, they moved him to left field because of Terry Pendleton came back to the team.
Yep.
But yeah,
it just brought up memories of the guys being asked to move positions and do different things. And you know, obviously Rafael Devers was like, no, I played third base. And then essentially they kind of came to grips with it in spring training. They said, hey, look, just focus on hitting. Put your glove away. And then the first baseman gets injured, and they're like, hey, get your glove back out.
Uh-huh.
So obviously he fell out of favor, and they fell out of favor with him for everything going on in there. It's just crazy. Devers is such an explosive player at the plate. He was obviously below average playing third base, which they did not like, but it's a new regime. Feels like they're trying to turn over a new leaf up in Boston, but I don't think that they're getting back some of the players that are going to help them be successful in the, in the shadow of Rafael Devers.
Yeah, I that's the point. That's why I mentioned all those guys. They've made some trades that just been questionable, and what they've gotten in return. The funny thing was he obviously wanted to leave. There's a Brewers pitcher last week that wanted to leave Milwaukee because he got bumped from the rotation. Aaron Savell, I think, as you pronounce his name. And he was like, they're like, hey, we're going to bump you to the bullpen because they had Mizorowski, who can like throw in the hundreds. He can hit top 100 miles an hour easily. 102 he's even hit. And he's like, yeah, y'all leave me in the rotation or trade me. And they're like, cool. Now he's a White Sox.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
So, it worked out a lot better for Rafael Devers than it did Savell or Seivel, because the Giants are a team that are in the wild. They're actually fighting the Dodgers. At one point in time this weekend, they were leading the NL West, crazy or not. They are fighting with the Dodgers for first place in the West.
Yeah.
And that's a good place to go. You're going to help them. Now, they also, I don't know where Devers is going to play, because they have Chapman that they just signed there a while back, and he's a pretty good third baseman.
I will say this, too, and I have to check this. I was told that they had that the Giants, even with all their success, they haven't had a hitter hit over 30 home runs in 20 years, which I think that would have been Barry Bonds, if I'm not mistaken.
When did Barry Bonds retire?
That would have been 05, 06, something like that. So, yeah, that's crazy to think about. That is insane.
2007 is when Barry Bonds retired.
There you go.
And they have three World Series in this.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's nuts, but I can't think, unless it was Buster Posey, I can't think of another 30 home run hitter. I don't think he ever got a 30. So.
I just found it. The Giants haven't had a hitter with 30 home runs since Barry Bonds, but back in 2004.
There you go.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, that's
according to ESPN.
That's three World Series teams. That's insane. It's
probably about the time he stopped juicing. So, I mean,
timeline adds up.
Is that when they
Well, I don't think he ever stopped.
When did they eradicate steroids from the Major League Baseball?
When they had the Balco? Is that the Balco year?
Yeah. Finally, the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson have resumed contract talks. Now, we talked last week about Shamar Stewart's comments about that. He actually left minicamp, Mike, with his thing. But, you know, Hendrickson and the Bengals are kind of resuming it, according to Jeremy Fowler. He racked up $105,000 worth of fines by missing minicamp. But maybe there's going to be a resolution in this before training camp. I don't know, because the Bengals are just not a great organization when it comes to these things.
Let's see. What percentage of $40 million is $100,000? Just quick math off the top of my head, I have no idea. But that's what percentage you're talking about that he's looking for per year. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $40 million, which I don't think he'll get. But that's what he's looking for. And then you think $100,000 is like, no big deal. You know what I mean? Just write the check.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's nice they kind of resume talks. I think that hopefully this kind of thing can – I think both of these happen at the same time, Bo, to your point. I think that's what kind of makes this fan base feel a little bit restless. That's all.
So there was some talks that the Royals and the Chiefs were going to straight up leave Missouri. And they were going to head to Kansas. Just because there can't – just. Some people don't realize this, but Kansas City is not actually in Kansas. It's in Missouri. The Royals and the Chiefs, Mike, as you know, because you've been there like me, they share a parking lot.
Yep.
It's like, well, just like in Philadelphia, it's the same thing as up there with the football. And I think it's the basketball arena. But anyways, they share a stadium. I mean, share a parking lot. They've been fighting it, but the governor, Mike Cahoe, has signed a legislative package on Saturday that will basically give a bunch of money to the Royals and the Chiefs. The Chiefs want to renovate their stadium, the Arrowhead Stadium, which is one of the most famous stadiums in football. It's very historic. The Royals just want to build a new stadium in replacement of Kauffman Stadium, that is where they play theirs. But
it's a long time coming for that place.
But the lease doesn't expire with Jackson County in Missouri until January of 2031. But they want to go ahead and kind of renovate these things. I think it's pertinent for me that the Chiefs stay in Jackson County, Missouri.
I don't think there's any doubt.
Kansas City.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about that. And both those stadiums needed renovations. And that they've brought, let's be honest, both those teams have had championship runs in the last 10 years. They brought plenty of money, if you will, to that area. So I'm on board with it, man. Make it happen. It just makes too much sense for those teams to stay where they are and do those renovations.
If the Chiefs did leave Kansas City, though, like the actual city, like would they change their name? Would they change it to the Kansas Chiefs?
If they moved it? Absolutely not.
Well, you can't. I mean, you're not
even in Kansas City. Wasn't there a city?
It would still be Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, but we're still in Georgia.
Wasn't? Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't matter.
I mean, don't
the Cowboys play in Arlington?
But technically, the Braves have the zip code still reads that they're Atlanta, even though they're in Cobb County, because that's how zip codes are. Mm-hmm. They're just the local, the closest mailing post office, wherever that is. But I mean, if you're in a whole other state,
yeah.
All I know is if they go from the Kansas City Chiefs to the Kansas Chiefs, they lose aura points, in my opinion. They lose aura.
It doesn't sound like it. But there's a Kansas City in Kansas, too, right? I mean, you just
– Yeah, there is.
Kansas.
All right. We're spoken like a true Eagles fan over there.
Braves fan. False narrative. Well, I mean, Falcons fan.
Bro,
you just said Braves, so the Braves are on my mind.
Don't you love it when you catch someone sliding and they just walk right into it? I mean – Daggum, Dylan.
I mean, I still said Braves fan, which I am. So
same guy that was like, yeah, I'm not late. I'm 6:40. Supposed to be here at 6:30.
Speaking of which, we are late. And coming up, we're going to cover the U.S. Open, the difficulties these guys were facing. J.J. Spahn was the only golfer to finish under par, and we've got a mic'd up.
Yeah, I have a decision. A Johnson family household decision in front of me that is going to change the trajectory of my family for generations. And we got to make it sometime soon. I'll tell you what it is. It's coming up on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 A Game, and
the Odyssey app. There you
go. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Go. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9, the game with Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan. Mike, do you want to explain this?
I don't know what to explain. I my son's been singing this Kids Bop song. And, you know, according to some of the tweets I've been getting, it's not really, there's a reason there's a Kids Bop version. You know what I mean? Sounds a little bit adult themed.
I read the lyrics to the actual song.
Okay.
Steamy.
No.
Very steamy. Very, very steamy.
I'm not sure the girl's name who sings. I know Bruno Mars is featured.
Yeah.
But I don't know the girl's name who
Rose.
Sings.
Rose.
Rose?
Rose. Because okay. There's a little.
Is that somebody the youths are familiar with? Is she?
I don't know who that
okay.
is.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah. But she has the whatchamacallit over the E, so. Yeah.
An accent.
Yeah, an accent. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Ally.
That's a big word.
I mean, I guess as long as he's listening to the Kids Bop version, I'm fine. It's not like he knows.
They have a Kids Bop version of everything. There's a Kids Bop version of WAP out there.
Yeah,
so.
I mean,
which is wild.
I know. Jeez. They change it to Wings and Pizza.
No, they didn't. Yeah, they no, they said, didn't.
Yes, they wings and pizza.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Okay, that's a step too far.
I know. Well, this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. JJ Spahn over the weekend had a phenomenal, well, he did his best at the U.S. Open. Everybody was struggling with the weather, and he was the only golfer to finish under par. He actually beat Rob McIntyre by 2. And he was pretty shocked about all of this, and he knew that the weather and that delay was pretty much what got him there.
I don't think I did keep my composure, honestly, with all the breaks I was getting. I was trying to just dig deep, hit some good shots coming in. But honestly, the weather delay we had was very kind of just changed the whole vibe for the day.
Do you feel like if there had been a weather delay with you out on the green that it would have helped your game or hurt your game? Because I feel like I would get more frustrated by sitting around waiting.
There's nothing that can help my game right now, as evidenced by my appearance at the indoor golf place yesterday. Nothing that can help my game. Definitely not a weather delay. But kudos to him, man. It was a really cool event watching him kind of take hold all weekend. The shot, I mean, obviously the putt on 18 is a big deal, but the approach shot on 17, I thought, Bo, was probably more the story for me. Gets it to where he can have a tap-in birdie, and that pulled him ahead, and then obviously putting it away there on 18.
If I had a weather delay right now, I would probably not make it back on the course.
Yeah.
Especially like an hour and a half, I'd probably be a couple of transfusions in and be like, oh, let's just sit here and watch the race or whatever. Why do we need to go back and finish this round of golf? He played well all weekend, but Saturday he was faltering a little bit. Sunday the round started brutally. That's the only thing that saved him was that weather delay, because he hits that flag stick on 1 and it's a back pin, it looks like, and the ball rolls all the way back into the fairway. And it was bad. There were some treacherous things. There was water standing in the fairway after that rain delay. The greens were rough. Obviously, Victor Hovland showed him the way on that putt on 18. But I love the fact that McIntyre and Hatton and all those guys were so happy for Spahn. Only his second career win on the tour, if you want to count this as a PGA Tour win. But his first major. And I ran a fun fact about him. Dude plays the guitar. And he can play Stairway to Heaven pretty well. So he's a very talented guy. He's a dad. He went on Father's Day. His day started by him having to go to a CVS at 3 a.m. in the morning to get some medicine for his little girl who had gotten – he's got two daughters who had gotten a stomach bug or whatever. So, it's kind of a cool story. You get to see an American win the U.S. Open, which is – I know that – When you go over there and play the British Open, they think it's real pride, and it used to be a real big deal that the British wanted to come over here and win the U.S. Open. I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie The Greatest Game Ever Played. No, Mike hasn't because he hasn't seen any movies. But,
don't even have to ask me.
It's about Francis Amoir, I think that's how you pronounce his name, who was an amateur who won the U.S. Open when it was at. The country club was in Brookline, Massachusetts, and it was a big deal that the British golfers came over here and won. And so it's kind of cool when you see. So I always think about that and think about Americans winning. But it's really a cool story for JJ Spahn. And look, Scheffler was trying to make a run. Adam Scott was up there. There were some names up there, but it was just we at one point thought, you know what, 2 over might win this tournament. 2 over. Might win, and it just so happened that he got under par with that putt. So
yeah,
I thought it was a fun tournament to watch.
It definitely was, and the weather obviously made that challenging, and he obviously, I just thought, to start the round, when he gets the 3 bogeys to start his round, I was like, okay, that's done. And then he fights his way back. I think it was the 12th, which is a par 5, gets a birdie on that. It's a birdie on 14, claws his way back into it, and obviously makes a run there at the end. So it was exciting to watch. I don't know, man. I'm happy for him, but I'm looking at the weather and everything and still seeing highlights, and it's like, golly, I don't know how he pulled that off. So
I am curious about this 3 a.m. run to get the, yeah, the seriously. Medicine.
Seriously.
Because, okay, let's just say it was one of you two. Would Amy or Lindsay just be like, hey, I'm going to go. You kind of have a big morning.
That was my original thought. I was like, you're leading the U.S. Open.
I mean, I'm no judgment. Yeah, no right. judgment. Or, I'm just saying.
But can I say something? What would you rather do? Get in the car.
Stay with the sick kid.
And drive around or have a kid good crying, point. Pooping, puking, like
I wasn't thinking about the mom that like in that moment with to Allie's question to slash point, I was like, is there not like an Uber Eats driver?
DoorDash, you know what
I
mean? Like
the I just want to know is where's the au pair at? I mean, he's a professional golfer. Yeah, sure. Like, now, and I'm kidding, yeah, but the reality, I would have done the same thing. I'd been like, no, I'll go get it, you stay, because that would have been easier and more relaxing. And something that, to me, been a better situation than having to stay with a kid sick.
Yep, got a lot of things to talk about. Before I do, I'm going to remind you that today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Now, if I wanted to hit all 13 of those Buffalo's Atlanta locations, I would probably, you know, pack the kids in the car and just drive around, mm-hmm. right? We could hit all those. My parents have a C-Class RV.
Okay.
So follow me here. Where my parents essentially, they parked it in their driveway. They're both relatively recently retired, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna travel." They've had this thing for 10 plus years. Well, it got some water damage inside. Mm. So at one point, both of them went in there and, "Oh, hey, let's peel back this board and this cabinet." And then before they knew it, they were dealing with a pretty much empty C-Class RV. Like, it has a slide out on one side, small. That has like a couch that folds into a queen sleeper mm-hmm. and a queen bed in the back. And I was talking to my dad about it. I'm like, "Hey, what are y'all gonna do with that thing?" He's like, "Oh man, we don't have the energy to fix it up. We were gonna fix it up. We don't even have the energy. We're just going to sell it, you know, as is, and see if we can get any money out of it at all. Otherwise, you know, it's just gonna sit there and rot." So get home and start talking to my wife. I'm like, "Hey, how up for a project are you? You know, that would take, I don't know, approximately 6 months." She's like, "Well, how damaged is it?" I'm like, "Okay, it's empty on the inside. Just mm-hmm. go ahead and wrap your mind around that. The slide out, which you know, anybody that has an RV are familiar with, you hit the button, the thing slides out. The slide out is broke. Now, I'm assuming the slide out to be fixed, we're probably in the $3,000 to $5,000 range. I don't even know who you call to get that done. Maybe our friends at Atlanta Motor Speedway, Echo Park Motor Speedway, can get that hooked up and you know, introduce us to an RV company. But we'd have to get it fixed up. But it's just funny because we started talking about, we're like, man, wouldn't it be nice? You know what I mean? We put our own interior in this thing. Mm-hmm. And on a Saturday like this weekend, just throw the kids in there and say, hey, we're going to head up about an hour north and go to this state park, that state park, visit this waterfall, do all these different things that you want to do when you have with kids that they don't love the car as much. And so we are thinking about trying to redo an RV. Now, I figure myself to be pretty handy, guys. But this might be one step too far for me. I have no history with an RV.
I don't know. You could deck it out and make it like a fur bus, like a fur.
Whoa. But you could make it into like a tiny home. And that's and I feel like that would be the best thing if we ever wanted to resell it.
Well,
the engine's in good shape and everything's in good shape other than the slide out, which like I said, I'm assuming that's going to cost a couple thousand. I don't even know where to take that. So
I mean, there are multiple RV repair and remodeling companies in the Atlanta area.
Sure, but are they going to give me a fair price is the next question. And I don't need to be remodeled. That would be something I'd do myself. I wouldn't sink a bunch of money into a company remodeling it, but just to get the slide out fixed to where we could actually have some living space while we were using it.
How many DIY projects do you have going on right now, Mike?
Three. Now, currently I have three.
So yes. Then that would be four.
It would be four. Well, yeah, this one, but this is a long-term deal. You know what I mean? I would assume that I wouldn't want to use it until the spring. But there's too much on the bone where I'm like, I could make this really cool and our family would just love it. You know what I mean?
Is there a reboot of life. Pimp My Ride coming out that you
could? Yeah. You know, and let's be honest. Most RV fashion on the inside is hideous. It just, they use things that are just like, why would they put that in there? And it's got to all be lightweight and everything, but it could be a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys, you know, how RV friendly you consider yourselves, but I think that we would be the family that would be on the go a lot.
I think your kids would really, really enjoy it. And especially as much as you and Lindsay like to get out of the house and go explore. I mean, you guys went to, what, Fort Yargo?
We were going to. It ended up raining.
Oh, okay.
Shocker.
Okay.
So we were like, we're not going to throw the kids in the car for an hour. But, yeah. But that would be a place we would take it for sure.
Yeah.
And I actually talked to Andy the other day at the Father's Day thing. And he was like, yeah, we've been there. It's awesome. You should definitely. They stayed in a yurt out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool. There.
It does bring up another conversation that we've also had a million times. I've told you guys that my parents pack away the stuff that I had as a child. I have every Little League baseball uniform that I ever wore and that my mom dropped off in a box. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? She's like, I don't know, but it ain't mine anymore.
Right.
You know what
saved
I mean?
Saved it for you.
I'm like, you've been saving this for 30 years. I guess that I have to do something with it. I can't just throw it away. You know, when I was the 9-year-old Albertsons Yankees.
Why do parents do that?
I don't know.
Why do they save? They'll purposely save stuff. And then be like,
and then drop it on your doorstep,
and then that you didn't ask him to do, and then be like, "What's your problem now?"
I'm sorry, did you not save Pork Chop's little wrist bracelet from the hospital when she was born?
Good question.
Yeah, but that's not a Little League outfit. That like bunch of them. I mean, that's
what's she gonna do with it?
Well, that's more for me. I'm not gonna drop. I mean, I don't have any. I didn't like go put it in a room. Be like, oh, it's not my problem. Like, take
it. My mom dropped off 3 boxes at my house, and it was like, you were the most improved player on your 9-year-old upward basketball league team. And it's like, dude, like, what am I supposed to do with this stuff?
You know what? Parents love to do it, too. There's that, like, sparkle in their eye when they do it. I know my parents gave me all my medical stuff, and I have, like, a little envelope with my first little lock of hair that was ever cut. Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
I have no idea.
But I can't throw it away.
There is a company that will take your old uniforms that I saw, and they will make it into a blanket. They'll just cut, like, the numbers off the back and your name, and they'll make it into a blanket. So maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe a little comforter or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, let's extend this conversation in the wake-up call. What have your parents saved for you that you just have no idea what to do with? Also, we were talking about it earlier on the show. Do you mind that the Braves pushed Chris Sale to start the Mets series rather than yesterday? Is there a Sunday curse for the Braves like Mike was talking about? 404-726-0929. Get those calls in now. Dylan is standing by. 404-726-0929. You can also tweet at us at 929 Morning Shift. We will handle the wake-up call next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.